You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hey, hey, you there. You must be from Delaware.
So the whole world is watching Delaware. Kind of rolls off your tongue.
We are not in this to come close. We are in this to win. Don't ever underestimate the power of we the people.
Christine O'Donnell of the Tea Party there talking about the power of we the people, but people in Delaware, which is a special case of we the people. And let me say at the outset, I welcome your emails and letters and letter bombs objecting to me venting about Delaware this morning, okay? Delaware, the smallest state, political bellwether? No. This is Delaware. If you're driving on I-95 to a real place like New York City or Washington, D.C. or Baltimore or Atlanta, and you notice the signs to those places suddenly change, all of a sudden, you're headed to Newark. But not Newark, that's in New Jersey, Newark, Delaware. You feel lost. You're not going to Newark or Newcastle or Wilmington.
The Simpsons are going to Delaware!
I want to see Wilmington!
I want to visit a screen door factory. Yep! Delaware's got it all.
The Simpsons go to Delaware, and it's a laugh line. The people who actually stop in the smallest U.S. state in the universe, they must be lost or out of gas, most of them.
Imagine being able to be magically whisked away to Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Delaware, the center of American politics, it's barely a focus group. And focus? Forget it. Delaware's history is all about being kind of lost. Delaware, first state to ratify the Constitution. Ahead of the curve, right? No, because Delaware was the last state to ratify the 14th Amendment, or abolish slavery, or public whippings. They got around to that in 1972. During the Civil War, Delaware was a slave state in the Union, fighting against the Confederacy. Confused? Thy name is Delaware.
I think he just made an admission against self-interest. I don't know that he's mentally qualified to own that gun.
Or thy name is former Delaware Senator, Vice President, and loose cannon Joe Biden.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Okay, it's not like there's no Delaware history. Washington crossing the Delaware, famous event in the Revolutionary War. Probably the most famous painting in U.S. history, except no Delaware, folks.
Delaware means George Washington, but it's the river, not the state where the crossing was done.
Perhaps they should rename the painting Washington Avoiding the State of Delaware. So is it any wonder that you find internal contradictions among Delaware voters, like this fellow who likes Mike Castle, who got defeated yesterday, really likes him, but voted for Christine O'Donnell?
He's done a lot, like I said, for the first responders. He's done a lot for them. He has done a lot for them. I have to tell you that. Mike is just shifting over to the left. It's got to go, Mike. You got to go. Sorry, buddy. Delaware, it's politics.
No, that's Delaware. Let's see what else. Famous for screen doors, credit card bills, and weapons. The DuPont fortune has been building munitions for the U.S. military for more than a century. They make the weapons. And in a twisted Delawareian factoid, the fatalities for America's battlefields come back to America at Dover, Delaware.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
So Delaware, bellwether of history or minuscule state of randomness? Here's one more fact. Last night while the Tea Party was celebrating, Roger Craig, 33-year-old University of Delaware graduate student, broke a Jeopardy record on the air with the highest one-day jackpot in the history of the quiz show. Explaining his outrageous final Jeopardy wager, he told a reporter he just thought, what the heck, I'll go for it. Could be a slogan for the Tea Party.
Delaware.